2-1-2. Right swings and pops it up. On the left side of the diamond, it's the shortstop. Pete Chardo wants it. Onto the grass to make the catch. Perez back to second. Right is out number one against Bencomo. Yesterday, Danny Bautista Jr.'s hitting streak ended at 13, and his on-base streak ended at 18 games. He did supply a run, though, an RBI ground out. Scored Junior Perez in the bottom of the eighth for the Lugnuts' second and final run. Perez starts and stops the pitch, called a strike. By the way, at second base on that play, now William Cedeno started to pinch in, expecting maybe a pickoff throw. None was made. Pichardo at shortstop to his right, deeper to the hole. At third base, Graham Pauly is back. The deal. Swing and a miss. Nothing at two for Danny Bautista Jr. Bautista has shown that he starts off series a little bit slow, or at least that has been the case recently. And then he heats up as the series goes on. One out, no score. Runner at second. The pitch. That's a little blooper on the infield. The shortstop, Pete Chardo, takes it in. Humpback line out. Out number two. Two pop outs to short. Junior Perez still stuck at second. So, bring up the Lugnuts cleanup hitter. This is the native of Woodstock, Georgia, Brennan Malone. Right-hander against right-hander. Look back to Perez, then the pitch from Bencomo. Up and inside. Ball one. Malone comes in slumping a bit, hence the mustache. Open stance, deeply torqued. He elevates this pitch foul off the right side. One ball, one strike. I asked him earlier today, Brennan, why the mustache? Because he showed up yesterday with it after having a full beard on the road. And he said that there was a series on the road in which he had been slumping. And so he was looking to turn around his luck with the facial hair. Said earlier in his career, he had hit very well with a mustache. And he was seeing if it provided him the same sort of luck. So we will all find out together. Perez 180 feet away from scoring the game's first run. Bencomo to Malone. Up and inside. Two balls, one strike. Hitters count for a hitter who knows what to do with it. And Malone this year, 5 doubles, 4 home runs for the Lugnuts since getting called up from single-A Stockton. Bencomo sets. Looks at Junior Perez. Let's hit fly. Down and away. Ball three. First base is unoccupied. Adam Malone takes ball four. That would put runners at first and second base for the powerful Colby Thomas. Bencomo agrees. Deals. At the letters for a called strike. High strike call from Jack Wasson. Perez led off with a single up the middle and stole second. Right popped to short. Bautista Jr. popped to short. Right runs. Malone grounds it. Foul. Scalded up the left side into the Fort Wayne pen. For a second consecutive game, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are wearing their Padres-inspired brown and gold. Tin Caps, the big gold letters across the front of the chest with a slight arc. After all, the golden arches, Ray Kroc, and the history of the San Diego Padres. I've been told by John Nolan to expect them to wear these jerseys every day. Bencomo's 3-2. Bounced foul.
To the ballpark, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A scoreless affair heading the second inning in the second game. Between the Fort Wayne Tin Caps and the Lansing Lugnuts, a home-and-home 12-game series between these two squads this year. Fort Wayne won 4 out of 6 on their home soil. Lugnuts and the Tin Caps meeting up at Parkview Field back in late May. The Tin Caps wins 5-3, 8-1, 1-0 in 10 innings, and 4-0. At one point, Tin Caps pitchers the 27 consecutive scoreless innings. While Mitch Myers, back to the hill, deals a called strike on the outside corner. And that opens things up for Nathan Martorella. Martorella, Paulie, and Dunn, 4-5-6 in the Fort Wayne order. Here's the pitch. A chopper up the first base side. Waiting back, Malone grabs, calls his own number. And the first baseman retires. Yesterday is Fort Wayne's first baseman. Today's DH. There's one up and one gone. So far, so good for Mitch Myers. So the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, 53-50 entering play today. First offering from Myers, misses outside, ball one to Graham Pauly. They're 5 games above 500 here in the second half. In the first half, they were 2 games below 500. They played better ball. The pitch. Line drive stroked into right field, base hit. Thomas on hand to his left to pick it up and get it in. Pauly is on with a one-out single. On the first base runner for Fort Wayne. Brings up Lucas Dunn. Dunn, just like teammates Jacob Marcy and Nathan Martorella, been around for this whole season. Righty to righty. Driven down the right field line. That ball fading. It is foul. Home run distance, but to the right of the pole. Lucas Dunn gave a flying leap at a stamp in frustration and disappointment, making a bid for his 8th home run of the season. Dunn is a fun mixture of power, speed, 15 doubles, 3 triples, 7 homers. Also patience, 43 walks this year, and 13 stolen bases. He's contributed in a lot of different ways. The native of Panama City Beach, Florida. No score, 1-1, 1-out, and a 1. On the inside corner, strike 2 called. Perfectly fitted in by Myers. Whenever there's a runner on base against Mitch in less than 2 outs, 8 double play balls coaxed this year. Lugnuts lead the league in turning double plays. The pitch. Slider down and away. And ball 1 to Dunn. Dunn drafted in the 8th round 2 years ago from Louisville. Number 6 hitter in the order. Carlos Luis waits on deck. Second baseman right, cheating to his right up the middle. Runner moves. The pitch inside. Throw down by Amaya. One hops in. The tag in time. Carlos Amaya catches Graham Pauly trying to steal. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The count on Dunn. That's the thing about Amaya. The arm is not what you'd consider highly above average, but it's such a quick release. And he puts it right on the bag. 5 runners have tried him. 4 have been nabbed. 2-2 pitch. Just barely inside. Count is full with 2 outs and nobody on. Top of the 2nd inning. Graham Pauly caught for the 2nd time in 7 attempts this year. The wind in the 3-2. Fouled off into the netting. A 1-2-3 first inning for Myers. Now looking to face the minimum in this top of the 2nd. Keep things scoreless. 3-2. Slider just missed. I mean, just missed off the outside corner. Lucas Dunn draws the first walk given out by Mitch. That call was tight. But Jack Wasson didn't give it to him. It extends the inning for Carlos Luis. Playing in his 70th game of the year with Fort Wayne, hitting 251. Did not play yesterday in the opener. The pitch. That missed off the outside corner. And Myers and Amaya are suddenly looking for the edges of Wasson's zone. And Luis has 12 doubles, 5 home runs this year. Pickoff throw at first, not in time. Remember, Luke has done 13 of 16 in steals. A balk spotted on Mitch Myers and Dunn sent to second base. Mitch now checking in with the bases umpire Patience, saying, what did I do? Pitching coach Don Schulze is taking up his case from the first base side dugout. Mitch is looking for anybody to help him out here. And now back to toe the rubber. Luke has done moved into the scoring position. 0-0, top of the second. A one ball pitch to Carlos Luis. Fouled away to the left side. That pitch looked right there and meaty for Luis. Luis out of the Dominican Republic, out of Tamayo. 23 years old. Signed as a free agent by the Padres 7 years ago. Spent last year with Fort Wayne, too. A 1-1. Fouled away to the left. Strike two. Myers going right after him. For the Pitt Panther, Myers, appearance number 18, start number 16. And he has gotten better as this year has gone on. Two outs. Runner at second. A one ball, two strike pitch. Lifted out to left field for Clark Elliott. Elliott waits. There's the catch. And the side retired. Could have caught that one if he had glued his feet down. There was a single. There was a walk. There was a runner left in scoring position, and there were no runs. And we're through 1.5 from Lansing, Michigan. Scoreless between the Lugnuts and the Tin Caps.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A scoreless affair to the bottom of the second inning from Michigan State Capitol. 5-6-7, Colby Thomas, Avery Bielanales, and Clark Elliott coming up. The right-hander Edwin Bencomo allowed a leadoff single in the first, but he stranded Junior Perez at second, moat through the next three. Roddy Roddy, his first pitch to Colby Thomas. Up high for ball one. Thomas yesterday was 1-for-4 with a double. Now 12 extra base hits, hitting .311 through his first 25 high A games. 1-0. Strike called on the inside corner. Outfield is straight up. Wind is blowing across the field from left to right. Lugnuts in the home whites. Bencomo's pitch. Up and inside. Ball two. Colby, a third rounder last year, hailing from Valdosta, Georgia, Titletown. The pitch. Strike two called. And remember how Mitch Myers was arguing for the corners in the top half and not getting them? Edwin Bencomo is pitching more north and south, and he's getting the high strikes called. It's a 2-2 pitch, and it's ripped on a foul up the left side and into the netting. And we'll keep it right here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Game number 103 for the Lugnuts this year, 104 for Fort Wayne. Lugnuts had a game canceled at South Bend. 2-2, high for ball three. A little bit too tall from Bencomo. From Jackson Field, tucked into a city block at downtown Lansing, just a couple of blocks away from Michigan State Capitol itself, August the 9th. The pitch, swing and a miss. Bencomo whiffs him. First strikeout for Edwin Bencomo. One away for A. Reveal Angeles. Right-hander against right-hander. No score, last of the second inning. Bencomo fires. Fouled back over the netting. I'm below the sweet level. It's a summer fun day today, so the camp kids are out. And in order for them to distinguish themselves from all the other camp kids who are here, you know what I'm going to say. Got the colored hats and the colored shirts out. Fastball yanked off the outside corner. Ball and a strike on A. Ribiel. So there's a section of a camp that is clad in orange behind the Lugnuts' first Bayside dugout. A couple of sections away to the left, you've got the electric lime green. 1-1. Reaching out and pokes it foul. Out of the crowd, into the electric lime green camp, where the counselor's wearing their magenta. Now, to that section's right, that's where we would have the, I'm going to go mint green, that lighter green. 1-2. Swing and a miss, and back-to-back strikeouts for Bencomo. Went off speed, pulled the string. 2 down. And then up the left side, past the Fort Wayne dugout, there's a camp dressed all in red shirts. Which, you know, when you wear red, you're able to be picked out in a crowd, and also you're supporting the Lugnuts. Colors red, black, silver, and the home whites today. Clark Elliott bats left. First pitch, popped up foul, and over our heads onto the rooftop. Right above our high home camera operator, who is ready for it. Nothing in one. Scoreless bottom of the second inning. Bencomo looks for a perfect frame. Lets it fly. High fly ball out to right field for Lucas Dunn. Makes the catch. Side retired. Onward to the third inning from Lansing. No score between the Lugnuts and the Tin Caps. The team's clad in the brown and the white.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The 8-9-1 hitters, Pichardo, Murphy, and Marcy, are due for Fort Wayne for the top of the third inning. And they take on the Lugnuts right-hander Mitch Myers in a scoreless affair. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jackson will rejoin me tomorrow. Tomorrow it won't be the Lugnuts and the Tin Caps. Tomorrow it will be the Olive Burgers and the Tin Caps. Lansing Facts Night. Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. $1 hot dogs, $2 domestic drafts, and $5 craft drafts. And Joey Chestnut will be in the ballpark. Myers throws. Strike called inside corner to Kervin Pichardo. That's tomorrow night. Special edition of a Lansing Facts Night. With the Lugnuts playing as the Olive Burgers in jerseys designed by Terry Alipert. Brown and green. The pitch. A dribbler foul that he double hit. Hit off the bat, bounced behind, and then off the backswing it came up and it caught the barrel again. See, Cassidy was all over this. Nothing into the count on Pichardo. No score. Myers to the plate. Down and away. Ball one. So far against Myers, one hit, one walk, one balk, one strikeout, no runs. Let's apply. Down and away. 2-2. See, it seems to me that Mitch Myers is pitching east-west. Jack Wasson is more giving the calls north-south, which is the way that Edwin Bencomo has been pitching. 2-2. Up and in and hit him. And no chance for Pichardo to get out of the way. Kevin Pichardo hit by a pitch for the fifth time. And for Myers, that's the fifth batter that he's hit with a pitch this year. First batter aboard in the top of the third inning for the Tin Caps. Pichardo 4-for-4 in steals. Now the batter's the number 9 hitter, Kai Murphy. The native of Phoenix signed as a free agent last year from the Arizona State Sun Devils. Left-handed hitting left fielder, Roddy Fires. Fastball up, ball one. Nothing to nothing. Pichardo leads away from Brendan Malone. Third baseman Schofield Sam creeping in. Myers sets. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Outside corner. Once again, there's that high strike. Kai Murphy threw 11 games, has 11 hits. He has 8 singles, he has 3 doubles. The 1-1. Off the outside corner. Change up. Ball two. Murphy has also grounded into 3 double plays in the early going. And that is Myers Sports. On deck, Jacob Marcy. There's the pitch. Runner takes off, but it's lined foul up the left side. Strike two for Murphy. Pichardo back to first base. Kai's father, Pat Murphy, Notre Dame's head baseball coach, back from 1988 through 1994. And then at Arizona State from 95 through 2009. From there, Pat Murphy joined the San Diego Padres as a baseball ops special assistant in 2010 and off to manage the short season Eugene Emeralds 2011-2012 and then up to AAA 2013-2015. There's a line drive, foul up the left side near the Fort Wayne pen. And then in 2015, when the Padres fired Bud Black, Pat Murphy was installed as the Padres' interim manager for the final 96 games of the season. So you can understand the Murphy connection with the San Diego Padres. And last year, July the 30th, that's when Kai signed with San Diego. Started off this year with Lake Elsinore. 2-2, runner takes off, pitches low, throw down to second base, goes into center field. Shortstop Anales late in covering. Center fielder Perez quickly on hand to lob it in. Credit Kervin Pichardo with his fifth steal in as many attempts. Credit Junior Perez for being alert. And on the other side, Aribil Anales, what are you doing? Is that a missed signal between Anales and Joshua Wright? It's a left-handed batter. You'd expect the shortstop would cover. Pichardo just moved on the pitch prior. And Anales was late in recognizing. 2-2. A ground ball hit right towards short. This would be a double play ball otherwise, as it is after a brief juggle. Anales throws to first in time to get Murphy. And there's the first out, top of the third inning. So Pichardo stays out of the force play by stealing second, but he has to stay at second with the ground ball hit in front of him. With one away, a runner in scoring position. Top of the order time for Fort Wayne and Jacob Marcy. 0-1 with the strikeout looking. With the left-handed batter up there, it's the shortstop on the lace cheating up the middle. Myers throws. Fastball called a strike, outside corner. Fastball for Mitch Myers, usually about 91 to 94. 12th round selection of the Oakland A's 2 years ago from Pitt. Let's it rip. Breaking ball bounced in and then kicked away from Amaya. He doesn't see it. Off to the left side. Round third base, Pichardo. That ball's into the dugout. And because it left the field of play, only 90 feet on the wild pitch for the runner, Pichardo. If that ball had stayed in the field of play and kept on rolling around the dugout railing, I think Pichardo gets two bases. Carlos Amaya late in recognizing where the ball had caromed. Pichardo was already around the third base with Amaya still in the home plate circle. That's fortunate for the Lugnuts. Well, the first run of the game, potentially 90 feet away, infield in. The 1-1, up and away, ball two. Marcy struck out looking to open up the ball game today after the Lugnuts could not get him out at all yesterday in four plate appearances. The set by Myers. A 2-1. Outside. I've seen that happen a lot with the Myers changeup. Just not staying on top of it. That's the ball runs way away from the outside corner. Three balls, one strike. Ethan Salas is on deck. The pitch to Marcy. A ground ball hit towards second and right through Josh Wainwright. It's into right field. In from third base, Pichardo. 1-0 Tin Caps. Marcy on at first. Official score rules base hit. RBI single, Jacob Marcy. That's his 33rd RBI of the year. And with that, the pitching coach, Don Schulze, out to the mound. The trip around the bases for Kervin Pichardo. Hit by a 2-2 fastball by Myers. Stole second base with the shortstop Angeles belated in covering. Wild pitch to third. And then with the infield in, the ground ball cracked by Marcy and sizzled right through right. RBI single puts Fort Wayne in front in the third inning. Brief visit by Schulze. Here comes Ethan Salas. Salas popped out to the third baseman, Schofield Sam, his first time. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Runner at first, one out, one run in. Pick off the over tag, not in time. The quick Myers move. Myers has picked off a runner this year. Myers sets. Runner starts and stops. The pitch is low. Back pick to first base. Marcy easily back in. Head games being played by Jacob Marcy. So one pick off by Myers. One pickoff by the catcher, Amaya. One ball and no strikes in Ethan Salas. The pitch off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes on the 17-year-old. Red batting gloves. Bat resting on his shoulder. Myers throws. Ground ball foul at home plate. Late movement there. I note a Midwest League transaction. Today, at 17 minutes past noon, the Cedar Rapids Colonels announced the following roster move. Infielder Jose Salas transferred into Cedar Rapids. Pitch up high. 3-1. Salas transferred in from the Florida Complex League Twins. Jose Salas, as Ethan Salas' brother, his older brother, by 3 years. So both Salas is now in the MWL. Pickoff throw over, tag, didn't get him. Marcy back in. Second pickoff for Myers. Runner starts and stops. The pitch swung at and missed and then dropped by the catcher, Amaya. Recovers it back of the home plate circle, but Marcy was going nowhere. Jose Salas opened up this season with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Then on July the 18th, transferred to the development list. July 29th, transferred to the Florida Complex League. And today, he returns. Payoff pitch to Ethan. Marcy runs, and it's flied to shallow center. Junior Perez there makes the catch. Arribilanales tried to deke Marcy, but Marcy was aware. Returns to first base. Ethan Salas is out number two. Bring up Norwillian Cedeno. Jose Salas hitting 181 through 70 games with the Colonels with 9 doubles, 1 triple, 3 home runs. Now, Cedar Rapids this entire year has been the best team in the West. They clinched the first half title. Fort Wayne is battling it out for the East Division title. Wouldn't that be something if the Salas brothers could meet up in the Midwest League Championship Series? Norwillian Cedeno is the batter. The runner moves, and the pitch scorched into right center field. Base hit. Marcy dashes around to third base, showing the windmill. Kobe Thomas hits the cutoff man. Wright's relay into the plate. Late. Marcy scores standing. RBI single for Cedeno, who moves up to second on the throw-in. It's the old scored from first on a single. And it's 2-0 Fort Wayne in the third inning. There's a hit and run. That, to my mind, was a run and hit. Jacob Marcy moving. And Cedeno sizzled it into right center. Nothing that the second baseman Wright could have done about it. Apparently, according to the official scores, this pitch is fouled back into the screen. I'm incorrect. A double is given to Cedeno. I wanted to check in just to make sure. It is, in fact, an RBI double for Norwillian Cedeno. At a 2-0 Fort Wayne lead, 2 runs in this third inning. Nathan Martorella is the batter with 2 outs. Myers throws. Martorella hits it right side. 1 hop to the backhand of right. Goes to first. Side retired. Top of the third inning complete. 2 runs in on 2 hits. 1 hit batter. 1 runner left at second base. Through 2.5, Fort Wayne is the game's first lead. Tin Caps up 2-0 over the Lugnuts.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
In fact, it's me, Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here with you. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps scored 2 runs in the top of the third inning. They lead the Lugnuts 2-0. Glad to have you along with me today. A matinee from Michigan State Capitol. The Lugnuts coming up for the bottom of the third inning against Edwin Bencomo. Amaya, Schofield Sam, then the top of the order, Junior Perez. Lineup flips over for the first time today against the right-hander. Carlos Amaya, first man up. Here's the pitch. Amaya swings and misses. Strike one. What we have seen from Amaya, and this is his ninth game as a Lugnut, is if the pitch is close to the zone, he's going to take a whack. He scored for his first 28 with a double. A one. Hit in the air in the infield. Second baseman Cedeno is there. Called off, and the baseball falls. Cedeno lost it. Shortstop Pichardo tried to rescue him. Amaya's on at first with a fluke single. What in the world happened? Norwillian Cedeno looked up into the clouded sky, a bright clouded sky, and suddenly he bailed. Second Lugnuts hit, second Lugnuts base runner. Bencomo throws to TJ Schofield Sam. Strike called outside corner. Schofield Sam's hitting 203 through his first 19 games since getting the call from single A Stockton. Two doubles, one home run for the native of Ontario out of Brampton. Pitch on its way. Sky to right field and shallow for Lucas Dunn to his left down the line under. No bailing here. Makes the catch. Out number one. Amaya back to first. Top of the order, time and Junior Perez. Lugnuts down 2-0. Righty throws to righty. Up and inside. One ball and no strikes. Junior led off the home half of the first inning with a single scorched right up the middle, then stole second base. But he was left there. Right popped out, Batista popped out, Malone grounded out. Bencomo deals. Rocketed up the left side but foul. Over the Fort Wayne pen, then caroming forward in the Pepsi porch. He turned on that pitch. Perez this year, 19 doubles and 8 home runs, and more where those came from. Bencomo to the plate. Strike two called inside corner. Last year as a Stockton Port Junior at 21 doubles, plus 2 triples, plus 15 home runs. He stole 32 bases last year. He has 32 steals this year. Red sleeves underneath the home white uniform. The pitch, check swing, it was down on appeal, didn't go. Two balls and two strikes. Amaya at first base, not noted for his foot speed. Leads away from Carlos Luis. Lansing down 2-0. Here's the pitch. Up high and in. Full count to Junior Perez. His batting eye has really gone to the next level recently. He leads the Lugnuts in drawing walks. On the 3-2, Amaya's not running, and the pitch is swung at and missed. Strike three. Changeup got him. Catcher Salas applying the tag after not catching it initially. Bencomo's third strikeout. So now Josh Wainwright with two outs. Amaya at first. Pickoff though over. No tag. I wonder if your experience is the same as mine. If you Google the first name of Edwin, E-D-W-U-I-N, I wonder if every single one of your results will be Edwin Bencomo. Bencomo's pitch. Right takes. Strike call. Outer third and up. right, popped out to the shortstop Pichardo his first time. He is unique, Edwin Bencomo, 24-year-old from Venezuela. Right from Panama. Pitch on its way. Off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Bencomo first reached Fort Wayne in 2019, back when the Midwest League was low A, or perhaps you'd rather I say single A. 12 appearances, 3 of them starts. Pitched with Fort Wayne then in high A in 2021, 2022, and this year. He offers high fly ball, but launched foul up the left side. Ball and two strikes, and Josh Warner. So we can go back to 2019, the very first time that Edwin Bencomo ever took on the Lugnuts. The first time was 2021, as Wright grounds down to third, diving stop Pauly to his right. From his knees, throws across, scoop late by Luis. Infield single, Joshuan Wright. Up to second base goes Carlos Amaya. First and second, two outs for Danny Bautista Jr. I got confused in 2019. I'm looking at Bencomo's day-by-day. He was playing Lancaster in the California League, the Jethawks. Here he is against the Lugnuts, Midwest League. Wright at first, Maya at second, protecting a 2-0 lead. Two outs. Righty to righty. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one inside. No, Bencomo's first time pitching against the Lugnuts was May 21st of 2021. Face the Lugnuts again July 28th and July 30th, September 8th, September the 12th. Five times in 2021. Bencomo's 1-0. Bautista Jr. takes a called strike on the outside corner. Go to 2022. April 21st, June 14th, June 17th, July 12th, July 16th. Five more times last year against the Lugnuts. The pitch. Little looper, shallow right. It's down for a base hit. Amaya around third. The throw to the plate by Lucas Dunn. Up the third baseline. Amaya sprawls in safely. To second base, Bautista Jr. To third base, Joshuan Wright. The Lugnuts are on the board. Fort Wayne 2, Lansing 1. That is a patented hit by Danny Bautista Jr. that we have seen so often this year. Just flare it right over the first baseman. Second and third, two outs for the cleanup hitter, Brendan Malone, who takes ball one low and away. That is called an RBI single for Bautista Jr. And then to second, on the throw to the plate by the right fielder, Dunn. Brendan Malone grounded out to third his first time. A ball one offering from Bencomo. Ground ball pulled foul left side. To wrap things up with the Bencomo line against the Lansing Lugnuts. This is his second appearance against the Lugnuts this year. So 5 in 2021, 5 in 2022, 2 this year, his 12th appearance against the Lugnuts. His 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's that great off speed. One ball, two strikes on Brendan Malone. Sixth round selection of the Oakland A's last year out of Oregon. Tying run at third, go ahead runners at second. Here it comes. Fly ball lifted down the left field line. That ball is foul off the fly Lansing sign. Malone did not quite catch it flush, and he was out in front. One ball and two strikes, it holds. Four home runs this year for Malone as a member of the Lugnuts. We've seen great power to all fields. Bencomo deals. Ground ball dribbled foul in front of his manager and third base coach, Conklin. Out of the third base side dugout, a tin cap to lob it up into the camp, all wearing red up the left side. Two runs in the top half for Fort Wayne. This is Lansing's response. One run in so far. Second and third. Two gone. The deal. Fly ball hit by Brendan Malone out to right field. Lucas Dunn waits. Tapping his glove on his leg. Makes the catch. Side retired. Inning over. Three singles. One run. Two left. Into the fourth inning. Fort Wayne leads the Lugnuts 2-1.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
An eventful third inning. Tin Caps lead the Lugnuts 2-1. In the top half, the Tin Caps runs, scoring an RBI single by Jacob Marcy and an RBI double by Norwillian Cedeno. Lugnuts answered with the RBI single by Danny Batista Jr. And as we open up the fourth, Mitch Myers pitches to Graham Pauly. Lifted to left center field. Junior Perez heads over. Clark Elliott there too, but it's Perez who makes the catch. All about the footwork there. Started to grapevine his way out into deepest left center. One pitch and one out from Mitch Myers. Currently in Lansing, Michigan, 81 degrees. Feels like it's 82. And there's a lovely breeze. Summertime in Lansing, Michigan. Myers throws. Lucas Dunn fouls off the first pitch into the screen. 2-1 Fort Wayne. This is the Tin Caps right fielder. And the number 6 hitter in the order, Carlos Luiz, waits on deck. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. There's two Mourning Doves right now sitting on the screen as Dunn takes a pitch up. One is facing left, one is facing right on the wire, I should say, that runs from the press box in the suite level up to the netting that rises behind home plate. Myers offers. Swing and a miss at the height shedder. Ball at two strikes on Dunn. Colby Thomas starts up the bottom half of the fourth inning from Lansing, Michigan. Lugnuts down 2-1 to the Fort Wayne Tin Caps and the righty Edwin Bencomo. Thomas, Anales, and Elliott, 5-6-7 hitters. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Bencomo's first pitch. Inside for ball one to Thomas, whom Bencomo struck out his first time. Infield back, the deal. A chopper pulled foul up the left side. One ball and one strike. There are some teams that the Lugnuts have played who every single batter that he's up there, there's at least one middle infielder nearly directly behind second base, always with a couple of steps to the right of the left of the bag. The pitch. Line drive lasered up the left field line, but foul. Kobe Thomas came that far away from his fourth Lugnuts home run in his 12th of the year. He has some kind of bat speed. Buggy whipped that ball up the left side. It's a 1-2 from Ben Cuomo, and it's swung at and missed. Got him with a changeup. Second time today that Thomas has struck out. He is now 1-for-6 in the series, a double with 5 strikeouts. Now, Eury Bielanales against Ben Cuomo, 2-1 Fort Wayne. The deal. Breaking ball slides across the outside corner. Strike called. Anales struck out swinging his first time. It's just Ben Cuomo's third start of the year. Righty fires to righty. Up high. A ball and a strike on the former Fort Wayne tin cap. Eury Bielanales finished the 2021 season with the Caps, getting promoted up from the California League, where he had won the batting title. But then he was traded to the Oakland A's last year. A bouncer down to third, one high hop for Pauly. Takes his time, across in time to Luis. Two outs. Now Clark Elliott. In the third inning, we saw Fort Wayne stir up some trouble and score two against Mitch Myers. And then Myers recovered with a 1-2-3 fourth. And we're seeing Edwin Ben Cuomo echoing. Trouble in the bottom of the third inning. Three singles netting a run for the Lugnuts. But so far for Ben Cuomo, 1-2, looking for the three. The pitch. Elliott takes up and away. Ball one. Because Ben Cuomo has spent the majority of his time with Fort Wayne in the bullpen, he is listed on the relievers page in the Fort Wayne Tin Caps game notes. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. And John Nolan and Derek Decker, the media personnel for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. And so I can tell you that Edwin Ben Cuomo won the gold with Venezuela at the 2021 Under-23 Baseball World Cup. He fires. Punched on the ground. Fair ball, base hit up the left side. Murphy over to play. Elliott's around first. He's heading for second as Murphy gets it into shortstop without rush. Opposite field, double for Clark Elliott. The first extra base hit for the Lugnuts today against Ben Cuomo. And Elliott is in scoring position. Two outs, down 2-1. Carlos Amaya is the batter. Ball got away in the Fort Wayne pen into the left field corner. A Tin Cap's arm is just starting to get warmed up. It's the right-hander Michel Baez, the former Fort Wayne Tin Cap and current major leaguer rehabbing his way back up. Ben Cuomo's pitch. Line drive base hit left center for Amaya. That ball's into the alleyway. Elliott's easily around to score. Amaya's going to try for two. The throw-in is offline, left of the bag. RBI double Amaya. 2-2 game in the fourth. Kick down that door. Every Lugnut who has an extra base hit, when they arrive at the bag, they kick in the door. That is, they rear back on one foot, the other foot kicks into the air high, emphatically. And when this all started months earlier this year, I asked Jack Winkler, what was the story with kicking down the door, kicking in the door? And he said, he didn't know. He referred me to Max Muncy. And Max gave me a big grin. Well, Max is now up in AA. Jack Winkler is now up in AA. Pitching coach Carlos Chavez has gone to the mound. And the Lugnuts are still kicking down the door as this year is going on. If you've ever played the game Munchkin, you know about kicking down the door. Or kicking in the door. Either one that you choose. Elliott and Amaya back-to-back two baggers. A 2-2 game, last of the fourth, two outs. Amaya at second for TJ Schofield Sam. Chavez back in the third baseside dugout. DJ Schofield, Sam is 0 for 1 with a fly out to right. Pitch on its way. Up and away. Ball one from Bencomo. Bencomo began this year with the San Antonio Missions in the Texas League, but posted a 5.5 ERA in 18 innings. And he was transferred back to Fort Wayne on May 23rd. He's yo-yoed, went to San Antonio July 1st, back to Fort Wayne July 14th. Deals outside for ball two. Now, the Texas League is difficult to pitch in. I think about Amarillo, which is a hitter haven. And simply double-A in the first place. It is considered such a jump, high-A to double-A. The pitch, swing and a miss. Shortstop Pichardo pinched in behind the runner Amaya at second base, as if waiting for a pickoff throw. None was made. Within the minor leagues, the feeling is, if you can excel in double-A, you should get a shot at the major leagues. And then the triple-A is the lobby. 2-1, swing and a miss. Count is even. So double-A really is the proving ground. And if you're in the Texas League, it's the proving ground in some intense heat. But the Lugnuts players, they're all hoping to get called up to double-A Midland, where they'll take on San Antonio. Bencomo's 2-2. Pop foul off to the left over the Fort Wayne dugout. And dropping down into the seats with a hop off to the right, skipping up through the seats. Ended up in a fan's lap, and a fan sitting in the row right behind him reached down and snatched it away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. TJ Schofield, Sam, it holds. The man on deck is Junior Perez, the leadoff hitter. 2-2 game. On the RBI double by Carlos Amaya, he's 2 for 2. Schofield, Sam strokes it hard to right center. Marcy back to his left, can't get it. It's down for extra bases, all the way to the wall. In comes Amaya. Schofield, Sam takes his spot, and the throw-in overshoots the middle infielders, backed up by the third baseman, Paulie. That is back-to-back-to-back doubles. Schofield, Sam gives the Lugnuts a 3-2 lead. This is all with two outs and nobody on. Thomas struck out. Onalay scratched out. But Elliott doubled to left. Amaya doubled to left center. Schofield, Sam doubles to center. And out to the mound, manager John Matthews to take the baseball away from Edwin Bencomo. The 7-8-9 hitters end his outing. Baseball cap off, walking off the field third base way. So into the game is the 6'8", 220-pounder out of La Habana, Cuba, Michel Baez. I remember when Baez was first coming up. He was a stalwart for a very great Fort Wayne Tin Caps team. Baez, born in Havana, Cuba, January 21st, 1996, currently resides in Haiti. He was initially signed to the contract by the San Diego Padres. Got to go back to December of 2016 when the Padres signed him. Made his Major League Baseball debut July the 23rd, 2019. That was 2 years after he made his professional debut. 2017, his first time pitching the minor leagues. Started off in rookie ball, made one start down in the Arizona League, and then they sent him right into Fort Wayne. And he made 10 starts for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in 2017. 58 and two-thirds innings, 82 strikeouts, only 8 walks. He was masterful. He was too good for the league. At the time, he was only 21 years old. And so in 2018, up to Lake Elsinore, and then to San Antonio. 2019, Amarillo, and the major leagues. And now he's trying to work his way right back up to the majors. And he comes, two outs. Schofield, Sam at second. Lugnuts up 3-2. Junior Perez swings and misses. Strike one. The Major League rehabber. Number 49 for San Diego. Number 29 in the brown and gold for the Tin Caps. Looks back at the runner. Lets it fly. Sunk it low. What a great challenge here for Junior Perez, the 22-year-old. Baez gets his sign. Lets it fly. Fly ball right field and hit well. Lucas Dunn chases out to deepest right center. Dunn jumps up, can't make the catch. It's down. Scoring is Schofield Sam. Perez flashes for third. The relay throw is late. RBI triple. 4-2 Lugnuts. He turned around the Baez pitch, hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark, and there Lucas Dunn almost grabbed it right at the fence. But when he didn't, it was trouble for Fort Wayne. Junior Perez hit an inside the park home run near that same area on the 4th of July. Now Josh Wainwright. Baez fires, fouled away in the air off to the right side. Strike one. Four consecutive extra base hits. Line is complete for Edwin Bencomo. In the end, the Lugnuts score four against him. Perez at third, two outs, 0-1. Swing and a miss on a straight change. No balls and two strikes on Josh Wainwright. One for two with a single against the starter, Bencomo. Now against the rehabbing Baez, who offers up and inside. A one ball, two strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Had him way out in front of the filthy off speed. Side retired. But the Lugnuts score three. With two outs and nobody on, Elliott doubles. Amaya doubled him in. Schofield Sam doubled him in. And Junior Perez wrapped it all up with a triple. Onward to the fifth inning. The Lugnuts have launched into a 4-2 lead over Fort Wayne.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
On our way now, let's get that crowd microphone involved too, to the top of the fifth inning. The Lugnuts are up 4-2 now on the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good to have you along here with me. How about these Lugnuts? Three runs scored in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mitch Myers deals down and away, trickling through the catcher, Carlos Amaya. Caribbean Pete Chardo leading off the top of the fifth, followed by Kai Murphy and then Jacob Marcy, 8-9-1. Righty-righty. The pitch. That's grounded down to first base. What a sliding stop by Brenton Malone. Then quickly to his feet. The rest is easy. To his bag for the out. Cloud of dust erupted as he got down to his left to make sure to collect. And Pichardo is retired. Kai Murphy is 0-1 with a ground out to shortstop. A pitch from Myers. Dribbled foul right side. Mitch Myers. Two runs allowed in the third inning. Nothing otherwise. Offers. A ground ball on the right side. Grabbed by second baseman Wright. Throws to first. Two outs. And this is Mitch Myers' style. That is, balls hit on the ground. Easy for his infielders. Unofficially right now for Mitch. Got him for 71 pitches. 45 strikes. He has set down the last six tin caps that he has faced. And he takes on Jacob Marcy. Top of the order for a third time around. The pitch. Just below the knees. Ball one. Tin caps trail 4-2. After going up with a two-run top of the third inning. The pitch. A breaking ball grounded foul right side. One ball and one strike on the Central Michigan Chippewa. Marcy struck out looking in the first inning. Had an RBI single and a run scored in that two-run third. The windup. The pitch. A chopper pulled to second baseman right. Room service hop. The feed to Malone. Out recorded. Side retired. Halfway to the house. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning from Lansing, Michigan. 4-2. Lugnuts on top.
Our excellence is shining. Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Michelle Baez remains on the mound for Fort Wayne, going to the bottom half of the fifth inning. He relieved the starter, Edwin Bencomo. He allowed a leadoff triple to Junior Perez, but then he struck out Josh Wainwright to strand Perez at third base. The Perez triple capped off a three-run rally. Lifted the Lugnuts to this current 4-2 lead. Baez throws to Danny Bautista Jr. Swing and a miss, strike one. Everything is moving as well, you might expect. Baez trying to make it back up to the major leagues with the Padres. Righty to righty. The pitch off the outside corner. Bautista Jr., Malone, and Thomas. 3-4-5 hitters in the order. Against the 6-8 right-hander out of Cuba. Here's the 1-1. Popped him up. And the infield, second baseman Cedeno has struggled with it. Shortstop Pichardo is not. Makes the catch. Earlier in the game, it was Cedeno getting himself underneath and then running away from a pop-up by Carlos Amaya that fell for a single. And Amaya eventually came around to score on a Bautista Jr. single. In this case, Pichardo was ready to help him out. With one gone, the batter's Brennan Malone. I'd heard that the plan for Baez was to throw one inning. The pitch, slider misses outside. But as I look down to the Fort Wayne pen, nobody's warming up. So my expectation is Baez finished the fourth, and now he's going to go a full fifth. And we'll see from here. He offers. Fly ball pounded out to left field. Back goes Murphy. Back he goes. It is high off the top of the wall. It's gone. Bases umpire Trevor Patience watching the runner. Home plate umpire Jack Wasson gave the signal. And Brennan Malone, the round trip tour. Fifth home run as a member of the Lugnuts. Malone launches the Lugs into a 5-2 lead. Pikachu home run hat at the ready. Hard contact against Baez, who deals to Kobe Thomas. First offering is launched out to right field. The first baseman, Luis Over. Second baseman, Cedeno, bails him out. Cedeno said, "Yeah, I got this one." Now there's two outs. So bring up Aribilanales. 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Out of ground out to third. Base is clear. First pitch. Sunk low. 388 feet on that home run hit by Brennan Malone. He gets such a high arc. A ball one offering. Fly ball center field. Jacob Marcy backs up. There's plenty of room out there. And he makes the catch before he reaches the track. The inning is over. Three outs in the air. One home run soaring out through the air. Brennan Malone and the Lugnuts are now up 5-2 on Fort Wayne. We're going to the sixth inning.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
The Lugnuts offense is awake. And up 5-2 on the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This was a 2-0 Fort Wayne lead. And from the Lugnuts offense, which had scored two runs on Sunday, albeit in a win, a 2-1 win at Cedar Rapids. And then followed it up with two runs yesterday in a loss 3-2 against these Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Well, this has been much more fun back home and the bats have been lively. And Mitch Myers, the recipient. The right-hander back to the hill deals. Off the outside corner. Ball one to Ethan Salas, the number two hitter in the order. The debuting top prospect today for Fort Wayne. Here's the pitch. Fly ball. Foul off the left side. That ball's over the Fort Wayne pen. And out of play. One ball, one strike. A pop out to third and a fly out to center field for Salas. Signed for $5.6 million. Baseball America's number 14 prospect in minor league baseball. Myers throws. A ground ball to the right of the mound. In a right center field. Base hit. Right trying to range to his right. Couldn't get there. Salas is on with a leadoff single. Up comes Nerwillian Cedeno. Cedeno's 1-for-2 with an RBI double that put a capper on the two-run Fort Wayne rally in the top of the third inning. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Fort Wayne. They've been held down by Myers. Five runs, nine hits, no errors for the Nuts. Myers throws. That's poked out into left field for a base hit. A hop in front of Clark Elliott. Salas into second base. Cedeno has the single. First and second, nobody out for Nathan Martorella. Not hard contact per se, but the Lugnuts bullpen will get active now. And it's big Stevie Emanuels who's warming up as pitching coach Don Schulze goes to the mound. Right now for Myers, 78 pitches unofficially, 50 for strikes. If you have not been aware of what's been going on with Mitch, he hit the road, and he was great. A gem first at Quad Cities. Six innings, one run, no walks, and six strikeouts on July the 27th. And he followed that up his very next outing against Cedar Rapids. He was pitching scoreless baseball, two outs into the bottom of the sixth inning. And there, that's when the Colonels started hitting him. In the end, tagged for four runs through 5 2/3 innings. He struck out eight batters in that game. Well, the strikeouts haven't been there today. Only one strikeout, and that was the first batter that he faced, Jacob Marcy. But when it comes to base hits, single in the second for Pauly, single and a double in the third for Marcy and Cedeno, singles by Salas and Cedeno here in the sixth. He has walked one, he has hit one. He's only allowed two runs. Myers to Nathan Martorella. Strike called, back door, right across the outside corner with the breaking ball. What you don't want to get is what happened to him in Cedar Rapids, when Emmanuel Rodriguez and Kalai Rosario near the end of his outing took him yard. Martorella grounds it up the middle, diving stop right, flips it off the bare hand of A. Rebiel Anales. Everybody is safe. Josh Juan hooking that throw up with the right hand, and A. Rebiel reached up with a bare hand, could not grab it. To third base Salas, to second base Cedeno. Martorella's on at first, infield single. Bases loaded for the reigning Midwest League hitter of the week, Graham Pauly. What a series for Pauly last week against Great Lakes. The pitch. Rocketed deep down the right field line. It is gone. Grand slam, Graham Pauly. Fort Wayne leads 6-5. It is Pauly's 13th home run in his 35th game as a Fort Wayne Tin Cap. So Mitch Myers, who had allowed one home run all year entering his last outing, and then at the very end of it gave up back-to-back jacks. And he serves up a big fly here in the sixth inning, following back-to-back-to-back singles by Fort Wayne. Left that pitch up. Pauly took him out onto Larch Street. And Fort Wayne is suddenly catapulted into the lead. Now Lucas Dunn takes a called strike. Nobody on, nobody out. Righty throws to righty. Dunn hits a high fly out to left field. Elliott is back. Warning track, jumping up. Can't make the catch. That ball bounces off the wall and by him. Dunn rushes around second base. Thinks about third. Stops right there. Though comes into third base. A double for Dunn. Harder contact than we have seen all game against Myers. And with that, here comes manager Craig Conklin to take the baseball away. This game's complexion has been turned right around. First five batters for Fort Wayne in this top of the sixth inning have hit safely. First four scoring on one swing. Dunn stands at second base. And a call to the Lugnuts bullpen to Stevie Emanuels. Trying to settle things down. Well, now, yesterday a 3-2 Fort Wayne win, low-scoring game. Today, 11 now total runs, 17 combined hits. Back and forth we have gone. Scoreless into the fourth inning. Fort Wayne scored two in the top half, or I should say scoreless into the third. Fort Wayne scored two in the top of the third. Lugnut scored one in the bottom half. Then three for the Nuts in the bottom of the fourth to grab a 4-2 lead. Brennan Malone homered in the fifth to put the Lugnuts up 5-2. But Graham Pauly goes grand slam. And then Dunn make sure that Mitch Myers' day is done with a double. So the man out of UW, Stevie Emanuels, comes in. I was talking to Stevie yesterday about his thoughts about the University of Washington heading to the Big Ten. And he is a very reasonable sort of guy. He said he can understand exactly why it's all happening. Said that the rivalries that they're going to leave behind are meaningful. We were talking about Wazoo. But off we go. Washington joining Oregon, heading into the Big Ten. You've got the full shakeup, and the shakeup has not stopped. The shakeup here on the mound. Emanuels takes over for the Pitt Panther Myers. Stevie Emanuels in 11 appearances this year, 18 2/3 innings, one run allowed. First offering grounded foul by Carlos Luis off to the right. Strike one. The 6-5 right-hander. Dunn at second, nobody out. Luis bats left. Time asked for and granted to the batter. Emanuels 3 years ago drafted in the fifth round by the Oakland Athletics. Pitching in his third season with the Lugnuts. His best yet. Lets it fly. The breaking ball down and in. His first two seasons he had been used out of the starting rotation. His stuff this year playing up. And now he's newly healthy. He had been dealing with injuries before. A 1-1 pitch for Carlos Luis. Way outside. Didn't get on top of that fastball. Two balls and one strike. So important for Emanuels to get those mechanics in whack. And when he's been good, he's been throwing his fastball right by guys. Fires the 2-1 off the outside corner. For Emanuels, 8 walks, 24 strikeouts through his first 18 2/3. And the league batting a scant 161 against him. On 3-1 to Luis. Fastball fouled up and away. Got that fastball up. That might have been ball 4. Count is full. Luis, no stranger to the Midwest League, back again. Dunn at second. The pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Got the off-speed, slowed down his bat. Just trying to catch a piece, stay up there. Kevin Pichardo is waiting on deck for Fort Wayne. The grand slam by Pauly, giving the Tin Caps a 6-5 lead here in the sixth inning. Payoff from Emanuels, off the outside corner, walked him. First and second, nobody out. Kevin Pichardo coming up. There's another game ongoing in the Midwest League. They've hit the top of the eighth inning from East Lake, Ohio. Lake County captains all over South Bend, 8-0. Everything else later tonight. Here's the pitch. Pichardo takes ball one up and in. Fastball missing arm side. Checking out the league standings entering play today. It is quite a battle at the top of the East Division. Fort Wayne, West Michigan, Dayton. Lifted foul, left side, back and out of play. Ball and a strike on Pichardo. And HBP and a run scored. out of grad at his last time. Officially, he's 0 for 1. Dunn at second, Luis at first, nobody out. Top of the sixth inning, Fort Wayne batting with a 6-5 lead. And time is granted. So coming into play today, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, 21-16. They're a half game up on the West Michigan Whitecaps, who've won their last 8 games. They're 20-16. They've been brilliant. And then the Dayton Dragons are 20-17, a game out of first behind Fort Wayne. Emmanuel's fires. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Cutter from Stevie. That's the pitch newly added into his arsenal this year. And he's found that it's making quite the difference. In relief of Mitch Myers, offers. Fastball popped up and foul, back and out of play. The Great Lakes Loons were the first half East Division champions. They're 18-19 here in the second half, and I think if I was another one of these East Division contenders, I'd look at the Loons and say, they look vulnerable. Emmanuel fires off the outside corner. The Lugnuts would love to reinsert themselves into the conversation. But there's Lake County in fifth at 16-20, and the Lugnuts at sixth at 14-23. All of those teams battling for the second half East Division crown. It's a 2-2 on its way. That's rocketed out to left field. Clark Elliott is back, but it's gone. Up on a home run hill, Kevin Pichardo's fourth homer of the year. And a three-run shot to put the Tin Caps up 9-5. That's quite the day's work. The first 7 Tin Caps have batted, reached, and scored in this top of the sixth inning. And now Emmanuel's against Kai Murphy, the number 9 hitter. 0 for 2 with ground outs to short and to second base. Let me get that right. Emmanuel's deals. Fly ball left field. Elliott has a play. Backing up, waits, snags it. Out number 1. Jacob Marcy now, the leadoff man. Over in the West Division, the Cedar Rapids Colonels won the first half. And they're playing great ball here in the second half, too. They're still on top of the division at 23-14. Right now, they would take on the Peoria Chiefs in the postseason. The pitch, low, ball 1. Peoria is 21-16, while Beloit and Wisconsin are tied up 19-18. South Bend in fifth at 17-20, and Quad Cities bringing up the rear at 13-24. Worst record in the league. The pitch is down and in. 2 balls and no strikes, the count on Marcy. The leadoff man and the 9th batter to come up here for the Tin Caps in the 6th inning. 7 runs in. They lead 9-5. Emmanuel's delivers. Swing and a miss. Exploded by him away. Jacob Marcy is 1 for 3 with a single, an RBI, a run scored. He has also struck out and grounded out to second base. Here it comes. That's launched out to right field. Back out of the corner. That ball hits high off the top of the wall. Karen played by Thomas. Marcy heads for second, and the throw arrives in late. Jacob Marcy's 14th double of the year. Fort Wayne is not done. Heavy contact throughout this top of the sixth inning. We enter this sixth. Mitch Myers looking great. He had set down his last 7 batters, but then Ethan Salas grounded a single up the middle, and that started all the trouble. Pitching coach Don Schulze is going out to the mound. Salas grounded a single into center field. Norwillian Cedeno then singled into left field, and Nathan Martorella singled to second base. It was a great diving stop made by Josh Wainwright. Hooked a throw over to the shortstop Anales, who was waiting at the keystone, but Anales could not grab it with his bare hand. Well, that loaded up the bases. And Graham Pauly immediately bashed a grand slam to right field. That gave Fort Wayne a 6-5 lead. Tin Caps were not done because Lucas Dunn doubled. That ended things for Mitch Myers, the starter. Stevie Manuels came in, walked Carlos Luis, and Kervin Pichardo hit a 3-run homer to left. Kai Murphy a fly out to left. Jacob Marcy just doubled to right. And here we are. Marcy at second. There's one out. 7 runs in. Fort Wayne up 9-5. Stevie Emanuels to Ethan Salas, batting left. Swing and a miss. Runner moves for third as the pitch mishandled by Amaya. Ball slipped right out of his throwing hand as he went to throw. Strike one for Salas. Steal of third from Marcy. Jacob Marcy captures his 37th stolen base of the year. Lugnuts bring the infield in. Ethan Salas looks for a two-hit inning. Strike one toss. Fouled off into the screen. Strike two. Ethan Salas, born June the 1st, 2006. Signed by the Padres, a highly heralded international prospect. And he's been living up to the expectations. At age 17, already reaching high A. His Midwest League debut, the deal. Fly ball served, foul off the left side. Marcy at third, one gone. Emanuels with the 0-2. Chopper pulled to the second baseman right. Checks on Marcy, fires to first. Salas is at number two. Josh Wainwright attacked that play. Jumped at it to his right. So bring up Norwillian Cedeno. He too has a single earlier in this inning. Cedeno is 2-for-3. Marcy at third, first pitch. The breaking ball curls across the inside corner. Strike called. That buckled his knees. In the Lugnuts bullpen, lefty Kumar Nambiar is warming up. Emmanuel's pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. 24 pitches now utilized by Emmanuel's.
Properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
The battle is joined. The offenses are hot. Ethan Salas just airmailed the throw 10 feet above the second baseman Cedeno. And we're getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Out on the mound for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, it's Tyler Morgan out of Flower Mound, Texas. The 22-year-old drafted out of Abilene Christian this year. The 14th rounder takes over. Two prior appearances for Morgan. 2 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, 2 runs, 1 wild pitch. And his first professional season, and his Tin Caps hand him a 9-5 lead. Deals to Clark Elliott. Low ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. So we've seen Fort Wayne go up 2-0. Then the Lugnuts lead 5-2. Now the Tin Caps are up 9-5, and what's the Lugnuts' answer? The windup, the pitch from the righty. Down. 2 balls, no strikes. Clark Elliott is 1-for-2. A double and a run scored his last time. The righty fires to lefty. Elliott takes low for ball three. And if you're Tyler Morgan, and you're coming out of the bullpen, and your team has a 4-run lead, you know there's this expectation to throw strikes. And there's one at the knees. 3 balls, 1 strike to Clark Elliott. Just to get him going. Pitching in a great offensive ballpark. Rocks and fires the 3-1. Elliott got under it. On the right side, out in the shallow right field, second baseman Cedeno, a two-hand squeeze. Now the pop-out supplies at number one. Carlos Amaya now. Morgan, the first 2023 draft pick to reach these Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The pitch to Carlos Amaya. Low ball one. Morgan, exceptional. An ace at Abilene Christian. Right from his freshman year, they utilized him heavily. Ground ball down toward third. Diving backhand stop. Pauly from his knees, the throw across. One hops to Luis in time. Two down. And that deserves a star next to it on the scorecard. Graham Pauly in the top half of this inning, a grand slam that put Fort Wayne on top. Now in the bottom half, grabbing Carlos Amaya, what would have been Carlos's third hit of the game. TJ Schofield Sam is the batter. Righty deals, left-handed batter takes low. Morgan this last year for Abilene Christian, his highest ERA at 6.24, 16 appearances, 14 starts, 79 in the third innings. The pitch, up high. He was hittable in college with 89 base hits and 11 home runs allowed, but 94 strikeouts. There's the key. From the first base out of the rubber. Kicks and fires. Foul back into the screen. That's the big question for all of these major league teams with the pitchers that they select. Pitchers have to build up, get ready to work, and then there's that month or so between when they finish up in college and then when they get drafted and sent to minor league baseball. A ground ball hops right off the glove of Cedeno and then trickles through his legs 5-hole. TJ Schofield Sam is on. E4, Nerwillian Cedeno, the seventh error. And that keeps this bottom of the sixth going. Schofield Sam aboard at first base. So the batter now, Junior Perez. Morgan was sent right to Fort Wayne, too. He did not begin down to the complex. Righty to righty. Junior takes a called strike one. That fastball is coming in hot. So Morgan follows Michel Baez, the major leaguer, the rehabber, who followed Bencomo as Perez skies out to right field. Lucas Dunn waits. Dunn's got the catch. And Tyler Morgan has a scoreless bottom of the sixth inning. Let's go to the seventh. Fort Wayne has a 9-5 lead over the Lansing Lugnuts from Michigan State Capitol.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Tin Caps are up by 4, 9-5 going to the 7th inning from Lansing, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. As we open up the 7th, the Lugnuts stick with the right-hander, Stevie Emanuels. He'll face the Tin Caps 3, 4, and 5 batters. Or I should say the 4, 5, and 6 batters because it begins with Nathan Martorella. Batted third yesterday. Cleaning up today, followed by Pauly and then Dunn. Ethan Salas being in the order, bumped everybody down. Fastball yanked inside, ball one from Stevie Emanuels. The pitch, down low, 2 balls and 0 strikes. A couple of pitching lines to share with you. First for the Lugnuts starting pitcher, Mitch Myers, 5 innings plus, 8 hits and 7 runs. The windup and the toss, changeup low. Myers walked one, struck at one, allowed 1 home run. It was a grand slam to Grant Pauley. Kumar Nambiar is still warming. Martorella pops it foul. Back over my head. Three balls, 1 strike in Martorella. 1 for 3 with a single and a run scored. Righty deals to lefty. Swing and a foul tip into Amaya's mitt. 3-2. Martorella went for a walk. Martorella taken in the 5th round last year from Cal. Pac-12, old school, Washington versus Cal. The pitch, the breaking ball, called strike 3, says the home 19. A member of the Team USA College National Team, the CNT. The pitch, breaking ball, called a strike outside corner. Dual citizenship for Dunn. American and German. Righty to righty. Curveball low. 2 outs, nobody on. Put Wayne up 9-5. Here's the pitch to Dunn. There's a called strike on the off speed. 1-2. Dunn has walked, fly to right, doubled and scored a run. Emanuels winds and throws. Fastball up and in. I think Amaya was ready for him to chase. He didn't. Stevie Emanuels looks for a 4th straight strikeout and looks to strike out the side. He brings it. The breaking ball chased and missed. Down goes Dunn. Side retired. 4 straight strikeouts for Emanuels. 9-5 Fort Wayne at the stretch.
Chris, thank you very much. All right, stand up. Get on your feet and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game with me. 1, 2, 3. Me out to the ball game. Me out with the crowd. Just buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Lugnuts. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Let's go Nuts!
A new man on the mound for Fort Wayne as we go to the bottom of the 7th inning. Will Gurdes is in. 9-5 Tin Caps. He fires. And Josh Wainwright rolls the first pitch down towards short. Tough play coming. The backhand, the throw to first. One hop in time. Kevin Pichardo up for the challenge. Wright is at number 1. To his right. Clay pulling him away from first base. Got there, got the throw across. And Wright does run.
I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening.
Seven innings down, Kumar Nambiar to the mound. The Lugnuts lefty from Yale in a miss. Kumar Nambiar looking to put this inning to bed. A 2-2. The curveball grounded up the right side. Fair ball grabbed by Malone. Nearly loses his footing. The other hand to Nambiar covering for the out. Side retired. Kumar scooting across the bag before Murphy could dive in hands first. 1-2-3 go the 7-8-9 batters to the last of the eighth inning. Fort Wayne's lead is 9-5 in Lansing.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet.
Mandarin, in addition. So in high school, he attended the International School of the Americas in San Antonio. And from there, onward to Columbia University. Misses for ball one to Avery Bielanales. Spent his time at Columbia 2019 through 2021. Fires. Hit on the air in the infield by Anales. The shortstop, Pichardo, takes command, stepping toward the infield grass to make the catch. Two outs. Graduated with a degree. And then from there, transferred to the University of Virginia. And then signed as an undrafted free agent by the San Diego Padres, and here he is. Gerda 5 after going 3-for-3 yesterday.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
And now the bottom of the ninth inning. 9-5 Fort Wayne on top. Will Gerdes remains in the game for the Tin Caps. He has gone 6 up and 6 down through the Lugnuts order so far. He'll take on three hitters whom he has not faced yet. Maya, Schofield Sam, Perez. So now 23 of the last 25 Lugnuts games have featured a save. And all eight games in the month of August have featured a save. That's just been a running theme. But the key thing in this game is the top of the sixth inning. Fort Wayne had scored two runs in the top of the third. The Lugnuts then scored five unanswered. One in the third, three in the fourth. Brendan Malone homered in the fifth, and things were looking great. But in the top of the sixth inning, three singles loaded the bases for Graham Pauly. He had a grand slam against Lugnuts starter Mitch Myers. And just like that, Fort Wayne took the lead 6-5. Then Lucas Dunn doubled. Myers exited, relieved by Stevie Emanuels, who walked Carlos Luis. And Kervin Pichardo homered a three-run shot. That supplied the final margin. Now, neither team scored after that. In fact, after that three-run homer by Pichardo, neither team had another base hit in the game. Just kept on going 1-2-3. 9-5 Fort Wayne victorious. Tomorrow, we'll see how the Lansing Olive Burgers perform against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. And the number one eater in the world, Joey Chestnut, will be in attendance. We'll give him 5 minutes to eat as many Olive Burgers as he can. The Lansing specialty, plus $1 hot dogs, $2 domestic drafts, and $5 craft drafts on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday and Lansing Facts Night tomorrow. Get your tickets by going to LansingLugNuts.com. Then Friday and Saturday night, LAFCQ fireworks will follow the 7.05 p.m. games. Friday night, Defenders of the Diamond Night. The Lugnuts will be playing as the Marvel-designed logo with the uniforms. They're gorgeous. They're dynamic. And then Saturday and Sunday over the weekend, Copa de la Diversión. We'll have a Sugar Skull bobblehead giveaway. And remember, LAFCQ fireworks following Saturday's game as well, as the Lugnuts wrap up the series with Fort Wayne and the home-and-home overall 12-game season series. The Tin Caps are 6-2 against the Lugnuts so far. They took 4-6 in Fort Wayne back in May. They have won the first two here in Lansing. 3-2 yesterday, 9-5 here today, and the Summer Fun Day Matinee. And for the Tin Caps, the fun was had in the top of the sixth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I thank you so much for tuning in and keeping me company. I hope that you join us here at the ballpark tomorrow. As far as the rest of today goes, here's wishing you a terrific rest of your Wednesday. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. We wish you a terrific day, and go Nuts!